everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray is engineering and producing the show on this rather, it's kind of very windy and dusty, and unfortunately, our firefighters are trying to get a hold of a blaze that has grown now to 20,000 acres near Sonoyta. So let's hope the winds calm down, then get a hold of that. It is Tuesday, April 25th. We're coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI. We've got our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Also, all of our podcasts, we've got pretty much every show we have done since we launched the radio project over 6 years ago. They're all available on your schedule 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Our live line number, if you'd like to join in the conversation, 790-2040. Well, 70% of teens do not have a basic understanding of 401ks. Junior Achievement has conducted their 2017 Teens and Personal Finance Survey, and it also shows that cash is still king as a payment method for the teens. Chuck Zepfel is with us. Chuck is the Southern Arizona District Director for Junior Achievement. Chuck, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. My pleasure to be here. Appreciate it, Bill.
Tell me a little bit, what's your takeaway message from this survey that Junior Achievement just did?
My takeaway is that not that nobody's taught our young people about 401ks, but the idea of financial literacy, a lingo phrase that we use internally a lot, is not on their awareness. For me, financial literacy is how to own their personal financial future. It's their money management skills. So the idea of a 401k, since it's not on their radar, of course they're not going to really be that aware of even what it is. At Junior Achievement, we're trying to teach them to have a good awareness of the different things that as adults and even as teens, they're going to need to have to be able to have a financially stable future and not have the challenges that so many of us had learning the hard way.
How about the credit cards? Are the kids, are they still, they're not into the credit cards? If cash is still king for the majority of them, what are they thinking in that arena, Chuck?
I think a lot of the kids really don't understand what the credit cards are for, what debit cards are for. The last time I was in a classroom talking to some kids, I asked them, so who thinks credit cards are bad? But half the kids raised their hand. I said, I'm sorry, guys, that's not quite right. How many of you think credit cards are good? Well, they're wise enough that the answer wasn't bad. It had to be good. So they all raised their hand. I said, wrong again. I didn't tell them wrong. I said, no, that's not right either. But how you use the credit cards and your personal situation is what makes it have a positive or negative influence to you. That, and since technically teens at 16 can't have a credit card, cash is, of course, going to be king. Mm-hmm. But they need to understand those financial instruments. We start teaching them that lingo. What's a debit card? So go ahead, put McDonald's lunch on a credit card. It's an expensive Big Mac. But a debit card, the money had to be there ahead of time. So let's learn how to use them. Then as they start learning how to use these tools in their life, they have a much better financial situation, and it's better for all of us.
Tell me about your footprint of Junior Achievement, an organization that is going to be celebrating 100 years in 2 years.
Absolutely. No, we're so excited about that. JA is in almost the entire country. There's only two states that we're in, but we're also now a worldwide organization because the basics of teaching people about their money management and understanding the difference between needs and wants is universal across the globe. Here in Arizona, where we just turned 60, we were founded here in Tucson at the Pioneer Hotel back in 1957. So excited about that. We'll be having a big party here soon, of course, to celebrate. But in Arizona, we were in front of this year almost 80,000 students, teaching them these basics and getting ready for the workforce and choosing a career. Here in Southern Arizona alone, 8,500 students got our message this year alone.
As I recall, a long time ago, a million years ago, when I was in school, Junior Achievement was looked on more as an after-school activity, almost like a club designation, Chuck.
That was our company program, which still exists. We're just not using it in Arizona right now. And it was fantastic, where students spent close to a school year coming together, learning about business and designing it and creating a product and selling and all that. But Junior Achievement, as we evolve, recognize that some of those basics of even what budgeting is weren't existing for the students coming in. So we now reach all the way down to kindergartners, teaching them what saving is. What is money? Math class taught them how to count it. We start teaching them how it's used in their life. All the way up through, as I mentioned, credit cards and debit cards. We'll teach them about entrepreneurial thinking. So we've grown where we can serve many more students than just the hundreds a year that were done with that company program. Said 8,500 students this school year alone here in Southern Arizona.
So you and your team of volunteers, you couldn't do it without your volunteers, go into these classrooms, and that's where the teaching is done.
Exactly correct. So we have a massive staff here in Tucson of three for that 8,500 students, but we also have a small army of 600 volunteers. This year alone, they were in the classrooms teaching the students these types of things. So a lot of what we do is working with the schools, with the students. Our volunteers are all trained when they go into the classroom, and they really make a big difference to students. At the end of the day, it's hard to keep the students, the elementary kids coming up and giving a big hug and thanking you for being there. And the high schoolers, well, they don't do that. That, and we teach our volunteers there's appropriate touching. I mean, it's part of our training.
Of course.
It's those high fives at the end that they know their life is greatly impacted and changed because of what they were taught that day or those 5 or 6 weeks.
We're speaking with Chuck Zepfel, who is the Southern Arizona District Director for Junior Achievement. Chuck, it's so important when a young person goes to a job interview to display verbal skills. And many folks worry that since the young people are on the devices looking at screens, they perhaps are not learning the verbal communications that they are going to need in the business world.
That is a very real concern, Bill. The students are growing in a time where those devices are important to their future, but we have to be very, very careful that they are not totally lacking in the ability to communicate one-on-one, person-to-person, because that will never go away. We will always have those skills. So the students who only communicate on their devices, no matter how good they get at those, will be severely lacking in the real adult world, no matter how it evolves. And that's where Junior Achievements works with the students on those soft skills, those critical life skills, those, you know, in an interview, you need to be able to look the person in the eye when you're networking, when you're at a chamber event, when you're at a different types of places, or just even with your own teammates in your workforce, in the workplace, be able to collaborate with them. Those are skills that a device cannot duplicate.
And do you try to enhance those skills or to try to get those verbal skills going?
We absolutely do. The some of our lessons are now part of a blended model learning, mm-hmm. which all our educators out there all understood what that meant. So it's part technology, part in person, because both worlds are important. But in the classroom, all of our lessons are experiential. It's not a lecture, because that'd be called YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's experiential in that everything has a hands-on activity. It involves the entire class or small groups in that where they have to collaborate. A lot of the lessons, you think it's on one item, but it's really about how to work better as a team and communicate.
Are you looking for volunteers? Some of our listeners might want to help out.
We love our volunteers. There's a certain attrition rate as people move away and different things. As we expand and we grow with the ability to fund additional schools, we love volunteers. They can go to our website, jaatucson.com, or for the entire state, jaaz.org, and they can see some of the things there and how to get a hold of us.
Chuck, thank you very much.
We are so happy to be here. Love your show, Bill.
Thank you very much. Chuck Zepfel is the Southern Arizona District Director for an outstanding organization. And they didn't just get off the bus yesterday. They're coming up on 100 years as a national organization and 60 years, their 60-year anniversary here in Arizona when the organization was started in Tucson. So that's coming up very soon. Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you.
All right. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by our friends over at Green Things. Jan and Jack, the owners over there, do such a beautiful job. You know, they started off with 4 acres. They've expanded to 13. They're at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. By this weekend, hopefully the winds will have died down and it will be a good time to do some gardening. GreenThingsAZ.com for more information. We'll be right back. Shelley Fishman calling from overseas. That's coming up next on the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org.
At the Pima County Public Library, we are powering possibilities. Every day, in person and online, we help you connect, learn, create, and achieve your dreams. Come browse our shelves or take a class, pursue your passion, and connect with others. Do you dream big? We do. Anything is possible at your local library. Call 791-4010 or visit library.pima.gov to be inspired today.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster coming up Wednesday, the latest thinking on cybersecurity and cyber warfare. Also, Democratic gubernatorial hopeful Dr. David Garcia. It's all happening on Buckmaster. We're on from noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. We have our worldwide live listening, the podcasts, and more than 6 years worth of programs archived on my website. Check it out, buckmastershow.com.
Kelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And Mr. Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, is with us over in the United Kingdom. Shelley, how are you?
I am well. I am not in the United Kingdom. I'm in Southern Ireland.
Oh, you're in Southern Ireland.
Yeah, in a little town called Dingle.
And how is it?
Well, it's very Southern Irelandish. it's one of the most westernmost places in Europe. We're just a little bit off the furthest western part of Ireland, and it's a peninsula with a several bays, natural bays that were once invaded by the Spanish, and is now pretty much tourist. And this particular town and this particular bay has a pet dolphin.
Huh.
Now, I didn't quite believe it, but this dolphin will actually come out and greet your boat, and breach the surface several times as you're kind of in the middle of the bay. This is not a trained dolphin. This dolphin appeared in 1988 and is stuck around. And I thought it was kind of a Disney, like trick, but not. It's a real dolphin. The dolphin's been around for 30 or so years and comes out and greets your boat.
Well, Ray just pulled up the boat tour for where you are, and it looks neat. Looks really like what a picturesque Irish town you are calling from. Very nice.
Yeah. And of course, because I'm in Ireland, in Southern Ireland, I'm sitting in a pub.
Of course. Lots of news coming out of Europe. Why don't we begin with the British, what they call a snap election?
Yeah, since we've been here in the UK and in Ireland, lots of things have happened. One was Theresa May's announcement of a snap election in June, which she intends to use to provide her with the leverage she needs to say that she has the backing of the British people to negotiate the kind of Brexit that would be advantageous to the UK. And she's going to use that as leverage. At least that's the story.
Hmm. Well, the markets liked certainly the vote in France, and the markets are still doing very well, I think, today. So it's been a very good week. Why did they like the vote so much in France?
Well, the vote in France wound up putting the Marine Le Pen in second place, but in a runoff election between her and the kind of middle of the range populist guy who's never run for office before, but who wants to stay in the UK and who supports the EU. Everyone wants to rather stay in the EU and supports the euro. That gave the rest of Europe, and I think to a very great extent, the rest of the industrialized world, kind of a breather to say, well, okay, fine, the EU is going to be fine, and now we can get on with the normal process of reducing financial stimulus and recognizing the fact that on balance, the EU has been doing pretty well financially and pretty well economically. So that was a sigh of relief. And as a result, we saw markets go up yesterday. And then today, we had a combination of things. Some of it was just, continued momentum from yesterday. But we also had this announcement of a proposed 15% tax rate for American corporations, plus an announcement, I guess, coming tomorrow in the U.S. of what the Trump administration would like to see in terms of tax cuts. And so all of it kind of combines, along with now we're seeing some pretty good first results from the first quarter for corporations in the U.S., better than expected. All of that is kind of conspiring to break the Tuesday curse.
But as far as the equity markets in the EU and the UK, there is this concern about continued growth, correct?
There is a concern, but the equity markets here are doing fine. They're not doing as well as our equity markets are doing. But in general, even the markets in Portugal and Spain are doing fine. Now, Ireland is a very different story. I haven't been here since 2002. And as you might know, Bill, I was a general director of a company here in Ireland. And last time I was here, we were at the very beginning of the dot-com bust, and Ireland had become kind of the software development center of Europe. And after 2002, things began to go downhill, and the Irish economy has always been kind of a roller coaster. And in 2008, it did very, very badly, and it has since really recovered. And when we got into Dublin just a couple of days ago, as much as we joked that the Chinese national bird was the crane, you've got to see Dublin. Dublin is absolutely going bonkers with construction.
Huh.
It's crazy. I've never seen so much construction. I mean, I thought London was kind of rife with construction. But Dublin is like rebuilding the darn city.
Hmm. And what is driving this? What's driving the economic prosperity, apparently, that's coming up there?
Well, the Irish have decided that they really need to continue to promote their strengths, and their strengths are really good education and a willingness to be the developmental capital of Europe to the extent that they can bring in foreign capital and foreign corporations and represent those corporations throughout the rest of the world. And you know, one of the reasons that I did business in Dublin was because the Irish are welcome everywhere in Europe. You know, if you're in the UK and you want to do business with France, well, you know, you send a Brit to France, and there's always some suspiciousness. You send a Frenchman to Germany or vice versa, and there's always some suspiciousness. You send an Irishman anywhere, he's welcome. So that's all combined together. The Irish taxation policy, Irish taxes for corporations are very, very low. Plus, you get a lot of breaks to be here. And so the Irish have very deliberately and very assiduously tried to claim the role in the EU of being the place where foreign investment is welcomed and promoted and pampered and really made to feel like this is a place to succeed. And they're, you know, just from looking around and from talking to people, you know, it seems like they've overcome a lot of the problems that they had 5 and 6 and 7 years ago. And, you know, the Irish, this is a country of 4 to 7 million people. There are 80 million people around the world who claim Irish descent, but only fewer than 5 million who live in Ireland. So there's a, you know, a great deal of outreach that's possible, and they're making the most of it, and it's wonderful to watch.
It's always a great destination to go back for those that do claim their Irish heritage, including myself.
Absolutely. In fact, if you can claim Irish heritage,
yes,
a skip generation, in other words, your grandparents, you can come back here and have dual citizenship and have full medical care and full retirement benefits just to be repatriated.
Hmm. All right, Shelley Fishman, where are you off to next, Shell?
Well, we're kind of hitting Shannon in a day, and then we're off to Edinburgh in Scotland, and we'll see what it's like in Scotland, where they're not so sure this Brexit thing is a good idea.
Yeah. All right. Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Thank you, Shelley, and have a nice evening at that Irish pub.
Thank you, Bill. We'll talk to you in a week.
All right. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, capturing the spirit of New Orleans cuisine. Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you at Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails. Open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza. The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the news from a different perspective. Local opinion from Emil Franzi, Bill Richardson, and Bruce Ash. Our national columnists are the best. Michael Barone, Thomas Sowell, Ilan Berman, Avik Roy, Bill Tatro, and A View from the Left with Sam Smith of Progressive Review. Plus, Michael Ramirez political cartoons. It is thoughtful opinion and commentary only found in the Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. The excitement is building for the grand opening in 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. One of our fine sponsors is Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Only about a three-hour road trip over to a beautiful portion of the southwestern United States and kind of the southwest corner there of New Mexico in Silver City. One of their big events is coming up on Memorial Day weekend. It's the 22nd annual Silver City Blues Festival. Some great entertainers, including from Memphis, Tennessee, the Ghost Town Blues Band. So I strongly urge you to check it out. Go to southwestnewmexico.org. And then the full listing of the things to do, including the Blues Festival and many nice places to stay, several dozen places to stay there at Silver City in Grant County. Well, imagine quitting your job and basically dropping out to explore the back roads of the West. That's what award-winning Southern Arizona-based writer Christina Nielsen did, and she did it in an RV. Christina writes about her experience in Drive Me Wild, a Western Odyssey published by Wild Words. The book was honored with finalist designation in the Colorado Book Award and the 2015 La Femme Quill Award competition. Christina is the author of the year from Focus on Women magazine. Among her published books is a recently updated version of New Mexico's Sanctuaries, Retreats, and Sacred Places. She's also going to be releasing a follow-up to Drive Me Wild very soon. That book is titled Wild Road Home, a tale of genes, grit, and glory. And my friend Jack Challum, the nutrition reporter who is one of our two dozen regular contributors to the Buckmaster Show, recently, we're so sorry to say, lost his battle with cancer. But before he died, Jack wrote a really nice tribute to Christina and her new book. And I'm just going to, Christina, before I get to you, I want to share what Jack wrote. Christina Nielsen is a storyteller of the highest caliber. You're bound to think of rough and tumble Edward Abbey, but in her latest book, Wild Road Home, Christina writes from the heart as a sensitive, observant lover of nature. The outdoors serve as her spiritual guide, and the imagery of her narrative writing is as vivid as photography. This self-described WOMAD, that's woman nomad, shares her travels, her joys, and her sadness. Each page is a lesson in self-discovery and resilience that both women and men can relish and learn from. Mm-hmm. Jack, I know Christina, I know we both miss Jack very much.
Very much. Very much.
Unfortunately, he lost a battle with the big PC, that's pancreatic cancer, and that kind of comes on suddenly, and before you know it, you're gone. Mm-hmm. But anyway, congratulations with the acclaim that you're getting with Drive Me Wild. How did all of this start for an Iowa farm girl? Where did this wanderlust come from?
Well, you know, even as a little girl out on the farm, I was like an only child because my older brother and sister were 10 years older than me, and my younger brother was 10 years younger. So I was raised sort of as an only child on the farmlands of Iowa, and I was out there with my old Danish aunts and uncles on the farms, just creating my imaginary worlds, roving around. I had horses. I was allowed a lot of solitude when I was growing up. And I never dreamed that that would translate into the life I'm living now, but it certainly was the foundation for feeling totally comfortable in being alone in nature.
Where did the idea to kind of hit the road with your then husband, where did that come from to pretty much pack it in, sell everything, and take to the highway?
Yeah, that was a huge turn of events. We sold 95% of our possessions. We had a
Not many people could do that. Unfortunately, we get so tied to our possessions that it would be very hard to give up even half of them. But 95%, that's huge.
It was huge. And you know what? We were both writers, so we both had incredible libraries. So that was, for me, and I think for my ex-husband as well, the hardest part was to get rid of all those books. And because those are like friends. Books are like old friends. And and we had made the decision that we weren't going to keep the house. We didn't want to keep looking back over our shoulder once we hit the road. And so that meant selling the house and selling the possessions and taking only those things that really spoke to function or really spoke to our souls.
What size vehicle are we talking about here?
When we started out, we were doing a 35-foot Winnebago Adventurer motorhome. And we were towing a Honda CRV.
Okay, and didn't give you a lot of room.
No, it didn't. And we had a dog and a cat on top of that. We had a 110-pound Newfie Lab mix, a big dog, and a Bengal cat, which are really super energetic felines as well. So there was all four of us.
How did the cat like traveling? Normally, you don't think I don't think my cats would be up to taking a road trip. Your cat, though, traveled well, I guess.
Yeah, traveled from the time she was a kitten, and that's the key, yeah. I think, to traveling with a cat. I have another cat with me now that I still travel with. His name is Hobo because he hitched a ride on the undercarriage of my truck in British Columbia. He was about 4 weeks old, just this little tiny fur ball. And he hitched that ride, so once I discovered what the noise was coming from underneath my truck, I kept him. I wasn't looking for a cat, but you know, when something like that happens, you follow through. And he's still with me 5 years later.
790-2040, if you would like to join in the conversation, talk travel with Christina Nielsen. Christina is the author of Drive Me Wild, A Western Odyssey. So you've got the RV, and was the plan to just go to a particular park, or what was the game plan, or maybe there wasn't one?
Well, no, we started with plans, but you know what they say about plans. But
best laid plans.
Yeah, one of the first things we decided to do when we hit the road was to go around and visit friends. In this day and age, you know, you catch a lunch with this friend, you stop for a few hours to see that friend, but you don't really spend quality time with friends. And, you know, if you take off in an RV, that allows you the time to do that. And not only that, you're the perfect house guest because you bring your own house.
Your
right?
house comes with you.
So we were able to park for several days at a time with friends all over the West. And it turned out to be a really heartfelt and wise move on our part because, of course, many of those friends are gone now. You know, they're no longer with us. So having those moments and making that a priority for the first year or so on the road turned out to be a really good decision.
How did you and your husband get along on the road?
We got along pretty well, you know. We did, you know. One of the things that someone told us, you know, we were both writers. Mm-hmm. And so the major challenge for us was to be able to both create writing spaces in a 35-foot motorhome. So Tom's was in the back. There was a desk in the back where the queen-size bed was. And I created a space up in front. And then we set up rules about allowing each of us to be in our own space in the mornings. We set up rules around driving, we never went more than 4 hours or 200 miles a day so that we never got exhausted driving, unless there was an emergency of some kind.
But it was basically a leisure drive.
It was very leisurely. Rarely got above 55 miles an hour.
Did you find that was the national park system kind of a blueprint for your travels?
You know, it was not. Both Tom and I, before we met, had traveled most of the national parks. What we did with this was something called boondocking. And that's when you head out to the public lands and you're able to park and be completely independent of electric power, water. So we made sure that we got a vehicle that was large enough to have large enough water tanks, black water tanks, and fresh water, electric. We also added a couple solar panels so we could be electrically independent. So we could go out to those beautiful spots and park for up to 14 days.
So 1 year turned into two to three, and just on and on it went.
It did. We traveled from the top of British Columbia to the tip of the Baja Peninsula, and then crisscrossing the west. So it wasn't just all the way south, all the way north. You know, we were always crisscrossing, taking weird turns, and going spontaneously to places that we didn't even know we were going to want to go to.
Well, there's a fork in the road, and sometimes we take the road less traveled, right?
That's
and
right.
That's I'm sure you did a lot of that during your time on the road. More with Christina Nielsen. Drive Me Wild is the name of her book. She's got a new book coming out. When we continue with Christina, perhaps some of her favorite places and maybe some places that didn't quite live up to the expectations. 790-2040, be right back.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at GiveHopeTucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in T-U-S. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
At the Pima County Public Library, we are powering possibilities. Every day, in person and online, we help you connect, learn, create, and achieve your dreams. Come browse our shelves or take a class, pursue your passion, and connect with others. Do you dream big? We do. Anything is possible at your local library. Call 791-4010 or visit library.pima.gov to be inspired today.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Green Valley News and Sorita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sorita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We're talking with Christina Nielsen. Her book, Drive Me Wild, A Western Odyssey. She and her husband spent 6 years in an RV. And Christina, we should point out that at the end of the 6 years, you and your husband decided to part ways. What was the deal there? I mean, it just...
Yeah, well, there were several things, of course, that came together. There was never one reason.
Of course
not. But one of the primary reasons was that he wanted to stop. He wanted to stop traveling and put down roots. And that was sort of his condition for, it wasn't as like an ultimatum, but it felt like one. I, on the other hand, I was just gaining speed with what all this travel meant to me. Because towards the end of Drive Me Wild, I begin to have these amazing encounters with wildlife, with wild mothers and their babies. I had encounters with bears, especially grizzly bears.
And their babies.
Whales in the Baja lagoons and their babies. Moose and their babies. These mothers began to bring their youngsters into my realm of when I would be out walking or in a boat. That began to change me. I began to ask different questions when those things began to happen. One day I was out hiking in the Colorado Rockies, came around a corner, and just down the bluff, there was a mother mountain lion and three yearlings, three babies. Mm. I mean, these things that just don't normally happen to you when you're just out and about, right?
Well, that would lead me to believe that there is some kind of energy that was being generated between you and these mamas.
Absolutely.
That they somehow picked up a kindred spirit, whatever you want to call it, but some kind of energy was there.
I absolutely agree with that. Mm-hmm. And you can't differentiate between the wild mothers and our wild planet, our wild earth. And it seemed almost as if there was a message that they were trying to get through to me, which was, you know, you don't ignore us and don't ignore this planet home that is so precious to all of us. And so I was in this process of my own, this evolution of my own, taking in all this information, these experiences, which bordered on terrifying at times, and also just seemed to take me into a whole different realm of understanding of myself as a woman and this place on a planet.
When you were on the road, and the next excitement will be the new book, which is this. Would you call that a sequel then to Drive
Me
Wild?
Yeah, you know, I've written it in a way that you don't have to read Drive Me Wild first. Mm-hmm. You can pick up Wild Road Home, and you know, because I've done some backstory, some mm-hmm. infill there, not a lot, but definitely if you have read both books, you know, you'll have more context for what I'm doing.
Let's talk about places that you had been looking forward to that lived up to your expectation, maybe some that didn't. What were some of those places?
Well, you know, since I didn't do the national park thing in the RV, they're not going to be those normal sexy places that you think of. The,
right.
The things that really, places that really moved me were more the, what I would call the non-sexy places, that maybe there wasn't a lot of infrastructure. But you pull into these places and then there's just something about the way the energy is when you're there. They're dark at night. Perhaps there's not any power poles, so that electromagnetic isn't interfering.
Was parking the RV an issue anywhere, or pretty much you were on public land?
We were on public land, and it was not. You can pretty much park where you want to. I mean, certainly there are rules in terms of being close to a road and that kind of thing. And there will be signs if they do not want you to park there, of course. But as a general rule, you would just be surprised at how many beautiful places you can enter and just sit there. And, you know, there's no cost involved. And you have access pretty much by yourself to some of the most sacred places you're ever going to see.
Yeah, one of your places that I know you very much love, I share that with you, is beautiful British Columbia,
mm-hmm.
one of the most beautiful places anywhere on the face of the earth, I believe.
Yes, absolutely. And up there in the mountains of British Columbia is where I encountered the grizzly bear and her two cubs. So, yeah, it takes you, you know, up there. It takes wild to another level, because down in the lower 48, you know, you can be hiking, and with the exception of Montana, you can run into a black bear. Well, that's a whole different energy to be in the around a black bear. But the grizzly bears are a whole other dimension, you know. And then the waters of British Columbia, the rushing rivers that are glacier cold, and
it's like a waterfall around every bend.
It is
unbelievable.
It is the wild is another whole dimension up there.
How much do you follow your dreams? I'm talking about in a literal sense, dreaming.
Well, I do follow my dreams, and that is one of the things about this evolution. As I moved more deeply into wild places, was and this life on the road, was to begin to learn to trust signs and omens. When something would happen, I pay attention to it. If something shows up in my life, I don't believe in accidents.
Yeah.
I think that things show up at a given time to make us pay attention to what's going on. So dreams and omens, and you begin to get that evolution and drive me wild of how I begin to pick up on those things. The belief in synchronicity, again, that things happen for a reason, and oh my gosh, I need to pay attention to that.
It's so hard, though. Many of us are very controlling, and it's hard to speak for myself, right? But I have that side of me, and it's very hard for me to let go of a lot of that. But when I do, I'm very happy, I find, when I travel.
Yeah.
If I don't try to plan everything down to the last
right.
minute detail.
Right. And I would take that even further, Bill, in saying that it's a necessity to let go of those plans. And not just in terms of travel. Travel is a great vehicle, if you will,
mm-hmm.
for teaching us that lesson. But I believe that as we get older, that there's unfinished business that our soul needs to finish before we pass on to this next world. And it starts acting up if we ignore it. And the way to pay attention to that is the signs, the dreams, the omens. Those messages that are coming in, and to pay attention to that.
Right now you're living in Aravaca. Do you like southern Arizona? Does it remind you of your days as a photographer on the Serengeti of Africa?
Yes, it does. It mm-hmm. certainly does. When I was driving into Aravaca last year, I took that turn. First of all, I had a dream that I kept seeing this rock edifice in this dream, and And I was up in the Pacific Northwest, and I was making my way down, I thought, to Patagonia. Mm-hmm. And I'm going down I-19, and I look up, and there's that rock edifice I'd been dreaming about. And it was elephant head outside of Amado, you know, south of Green Valley.
Right.
And there was no question in my mind that that's where I needed to turn.
Well, good luck in your position as a ranger, interpretive ranger, up at Devil's Tower this summer in Wyoming. That's going to be great. I am running out of time, but I do want to direct people to your website.
Yes, thank you.
Ahead.
Yeah, it's just my name, Christina Nielsen, and Nielsen is spelled N-E-A-L-S-O-N.
The Danish.
.com. Mm-hmm. So, Christina Nielsen, you can also follow me on Facebook. I post photos and stories of my travels on Facebook regularly.
All right. Christina, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you. It'd be great to hear from your listeners.
Thanks a lot. Coming up this afternoon, Mic Check with Mike Shaw. Ray Allen will help Mike in that program. The two of them make a great team from 4 to 5 this afternoon. Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 9. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you tomorrow. We'll be talking about cybersecurity with one of the nation's top experts in that area. Have a great afternoon and evening.